Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Jane.
Okay, so thank you for letting me record this session.
You're welcome.
Okay. What would you like to bring into your coaching today?
I have two items that popped up when I was thinking about our time together today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, you know, which one of these I want to address. So if you'll bear with me, I'll just kind of summarize each one, and then we can go from there. The first one is I've been reading a book called The Miracle Morning, and it's about establishing, kind of intentional morning time earlier, I suppose, than you would normally get up. And it includes, you know, some meditation time, some exercise, some inspirational reading time or motivational reading time. There's some components to it. But what I really like about it is it's the idea of starting your day off with intention. So, okay, there's one. I've read the book. I read lots of books. But then when it comes to putting the suggestions into action or even trying them, somehow that piece never happens. So that's one item. The other item I'm mulling over is I have several creative projects that, you know, I'm excited about and want to get to, but I somehow never seem to get to them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two things, and I'm not really sure which direction to go right now.
Well, I heard the word intentional and creativity and getting to action.
Mm-hmm.
Are those separate items or related items?
I could see some relation, like if I am being intentional, whether it's about the morning thing or about the creative projects, and then there's the word action. So they both, yeah, I see the connection there in both of these topics of those two words, intentionality and action. There seems to be a gap between my good intentions and action.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to put in that gap?
That's a great question. I guess that's the thing I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess right there I can see clearly is the connection between those two items, is I don't know what to put in that gap between my intentions and my end action.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big fat question mark.
Is that our topic for today? To look what you want to put in there?
I think it is, yes. I think that's the topic. And the topic is I have intentions that don't end up being made into actions. And so what is the piece in between those things?
Mm-hmm.
That's missing? Yeah, yeah.
So how should we approach that for today's work, of what you'd like to get in this session.
I think it's a place of exploration for me. I think it's okay. Obviously, my coffee has not kicked in this morning because it's taking me a while to like process. But it it's making really a lot of sense to me, and maybe it's an area of exploration. Like, what
okay.
is in that gap? Yeah.
Okay. And what would it mean to you if you really went deeper into understanding what's in the gap?
Well, there may be some ahas in there, and maybe even some steps to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so if our work led to some ahas, and possibly some steps. Would that be a good productive session?
It would be, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would it be helpful if, you know, as we're working, that I could check in and say, how are you doing with an aha?
Yeah.
And does it suggest a step?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay. And in terms of relating this to your big picture vision for your life, what would it mean for you to really have some ahas in the gap?
Some reason the word success just popped into my head. I would feel some success in getting these intentions out of my head and actually put something tangible in action. I've said that word 300 times, but I think it would really help me feel some success instead mm-hmm. of just always having these ideas and things I'm thinking about and then they never come to fruition, and then, you know, there's that whole beating myself up because, oh, you had that great idea but you never followed through on that, or
mm-hmm.
how will you ever know what impact is, like, for example, the Miracle Morning, how will you ever know what kind of an impact it has on your life if you never put it into practice? So bridging the gap would, I think, lead to some feelings of competence and confidence and success and, I guess feeling better about myself.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you'd also stop beating yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence, success.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great goal. A nice measure. So
yeah.
We're looking for ahas, potentially steps, knowing that this could lead to not beating yourself up and seeing something tangible in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
When we spoke about the gap, you saw a big fat question mark. What do you want to do with that question, Mark?
mean, besides kick its ASS, I would like to put something else in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you want to kick it out?
Yeah, I would like to replace it with something more productive.
Great. So how should we explore this?
Well, I am a verbal processor, so maybe if I just start throwing stuff out there,
mm-hmm.
I can see what comes up. Then maybe you'll have a good question that can prompt something else. So I'll just start talking out loud about this. Okay, so I have this intention that I'd like to put action behind. But the thing in the middle that I guess quote unquote normal people do to make that happen is missing for me.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use the word normal people? Like, were you putting yourself down just now?
Yeah, I heard that too, just as it came out of my mouth. Like, I'm making a lot of assumptions about other people. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm realizing now, as you've just flagged that I can guarantee 100% of the population have areas of intention that never make it into action. I mean, I can just look around at the health crisis in our country. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Okay, so
yeah.
I came in there not to distract you from your goal, but... in the past, one of my steps has been catching negative self-talk. So is it helpful if I do that again in this session, or should I just listen?
No. I feel like that was totally appropriate to flag that for me.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
So can you restate without that? And just verbal process, please.
Yes. Okay. Strike the normal people comments. Because everyone that I know and have trouble sometimes with intentions and actions. It's a humanity problem. It's not just my issue. But what can I do about this? Because I really would like to put action behind my intentions. So I'll just use the example of the book I read and the action steps that I'd like to put in place. Okay, so I've taken in this information. It seems like a great thing to at least experiment with for 30 days. Which is what the book recommends. You know, try it for 30 days. So how can I go about doing that? I think this gap involves like I'm just thinking out loud, like what are the things getting in my way?
Mm-hmm.
Of actually trying this. I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
about that very question. I'm not sure. I guess maybe that's where I'm stuck.
Okay. Is there a specific action from the book? One thing that you'd like to start with?
Well, I think first step it would be setting an alarm.
That would be intentional to set an alarm. And what would it allow you to do if you set the alarm?
Well, it would allow me to do one of two things, either get up or hit the snooze button.
A choice.
Right. Well, I think that's what it is. I mean, it's all of, around making those choices. So what would motivate me to make the choice I want to make? Again, the question mark, the gap.
What could you put in the gap that would be so attractive that you would want to move towards it?
Again, it's I'm thinking. Well, that makes me feel like it's almost tied to the night before. Like I have to create that motivation or excitement even the night before. If that makes sense.
It does. How would you do that?
Guess I would look at my intention. Well, I'd have to have a moment before bed, where I actually paused, I thought about what it was I, or my intention for the next morning. Good Lord, it all seems like connected to like routines. And maybe that's part of the gap, is like all these connections have to be made. Like as I'm talking out loud, I'm realizing, oh, okay, like it sounds so simple. Set your alarm. Have an intention, whatever. But then somehow that's linked to the motivation for getting up, which is then somehow linked to the intention from the night before, which is probably somehow linked to creating a pause or a reflection time with DC, like, okay, already I can feel my stress level going up, thinking about all these connections, and it's like a chain. But if there's a break in any one of those links, then the crap doesn't happen. The intention doesn't happen.
Okay, Jackie, what was it that made the stress level go up as you thought about the link?
Realizing there could be a break in one of the links at any part of that process, and I feel like I do spend a lot of my time, like as you know, I have ADHD, so Okay, here's where the stress came in. As a person with ADHD, I feel like I'm constantly trying to keep the links in the chain from breaking. And it's kind of exhausting and very taxing and takes a lot of mental energy. And so now when I'm thinking about this particular thing that I'm wanting to do, okay, I'm realizing this, it's a bigger can of worms, if this makes sense, than just wanting to put this one thing into action. Well, I feel like I'm getting a clear picture of really what I'm dealing with here. And it's like a chain with links. And, you know, all day long, I'm monitoring the links. I'm trying to keep a link in the chain from breaking. And so now I'm trying to add another thing, this miracle morning, this morning routine, intentional morning routine. I think that's what's adding to the stress as I'm saying this out loud. It's like, okay, you want to add some more links to your chain, more things to keep track of and make sure they don't break, which is fine, but again, I'm noticing how this is stressing me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I hear you already do a lot to monitor links in the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like that means you are intentional.
Yeah, very, very much so. Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. How is this? How are we doing in terms of you finding some ahas in the gap?
Well, this. Okay. Completely forthright, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'll do this call and I'll create some action steps.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm finding out the more that actually this aha suddenly feels more of why this phone call is happening because mm-hmm. I'm seeing the bigger picture here and what really is going on and what this gap is. It's not these steps that I'm not able to put into place, which I've been beating myself up over. It's really more about the bigger picture and how all day long I'm working to keep the links in the chain intact and that's really what this is about, is here are these things, but it's like I'm adding more links to the chain, and I'm already feeling, okay, I know I'm not verbalizing this, and I hope you can understand what I'm saying, but this is a huge aha, because I'm seeing the bigger picture.
Would it be helpful if I shared what I think you're saying?
Yes, please reflect back to me.
You intentionally are watching the links in the chain every day just to deal with your ADD. And if you want to try to get more things going into action, you are actually adding more links to the chain, therefore more monitoring,
mm-hmm.
and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything?
No, that's exactly it. That's It's,
Okay.
yeah.
So what do you want to do with those links?
That is the million-dollar question. I think it boils, I mean, now that I have this big picture vision, I think it boils down to, and this will probably just take some processing time after our phone call to think this through, but I think it leads me to the questions of, do I want to add more links to the chain? Or if, you know, if I want to add these links, are there some other links I can drop? Yeah. I see the bigger picture now, and it's either going to take a level of acceptance or rearranging some links or... And do I really want to do that? Okay. Yeah, it's a much bigger thing than I thought when I started this phone call.
Mm-hmm. So which would you like to explore? Rearranging links, perhaps adding, dropping, and... Or acceptance.
Acceptance. I feel like what's coming up now that I have this big picture vision is I think it's another layer of acceptance for me. So I think going in that direction would be the most valuable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you accept?
Well, when I think of accepting, couple of things that like I feel a level of resignation or defeatism or you know, there's that component of it, but the other side of it feels like taking the pressure off myself, letting myself off the hook, stop holding myself to these unrealistic expectations. So I feel like it's this battle within myself. One is just like giving up, you know, living a less than life, and the other side feels like maybe just being more compassionate and grace-filled toward myself. I know which side of those two thought processes would be the healthiest and more about telling myself a better story. I know which one of those two would be the most beneficial.
So you see it, and now you would make a choice. Which one do you choose?
Well, I would like to choose the more compassionate, the more loving way of looking at this.
Mm-hmm. Well, what stands in the way?
I've been working on over the last several years. Yeah, and I've made progress. I really have, you know. I mean, understanding my ADHD, I've done some therapy, some coaching. But the big question mark.
Jackie,
yeah.
What's the shift that would need to happen inside of you so that you could integrate what you've learned about ADHD, what you've learned from therapy, and what you've discovered in coaching?
Well, kind of getting outside of myself. Okay, I'll tell you what has worked before, and I could certainly utilize this again, is treating myself the way I would treat a good friend. And that would look like if I were the friend and I was having this conversation, oh my gosh, you know, I would want that person to accept themselves and be compassionate towards themselves and treat themselves kindly. So, why can't I do that for myself? So, I guess putting myself in that friend's position is a way for me to to reintegrate. Again, it's the reminding myself of who I am and, you know, it's really okay. I'm doing the best job I can, and these ridiculous standards I hold myself to are nothing I would ever do to a friend. So I could certainly stop doing it to myself.
As you talk about that now, how are you feeling?
It feels lighter. Like, if I could look at it that way, it feels less heavy and yucky and nicer. Just feels nicer.
Okay, so how are you doing with getting an aha?
Well, I think we hit a big kind of a vein of gold here, and something that I can really. Like, I really feel like I need to sit with this and process this because, man, I've been in a frenzy lately with life and with goals and trying to put things into place and, you know, talking through, like, you know, starting my morning intentionally or getting around to these creative projects. Man, I have really... Yeah, I've really been hard on myself. So sitting with this, really this idea of the links in the chain and how much it takes from me to, well, that's the other aha right there. Understanding how much effort it takes for me to put a chain in place with all the links, that allows me to say, hey, you know, this could take a little while, this could take some effort, but stick with it. It's like an experiment, you know, it'll work or it won't, but please be compassionate with yourself in trying to set up these new things, because it does take you a lot of mental energy to you know, put the chain in place. So be kind to yourself in the process. But right there is the second aha. The first aha is how all these things are linked together and how I have to monitor them. And the second piece is understand how hard that is for you and be kind to yourself in the process. So right there, two big fat ahas that I put in that question mark space.
Lovely.
Wow, yeah.
And what I hear is that question mark got kicked out. You have ahas in there.
Yep, you're right.
And with those ahas, you said you want to process. Are there any tangible steps that you have for setting up a way to make sure you process?
Well, actually, I think the tangible step in this, like, next week or whatever, is actually processing and thinking about these new ahas. And maybe the tangible step is, like everything else, if I don't make an intention around that, it probably won't happen. Because my granddaughter is coming today, and nothing happens when she's here. So,
Jackie, what I hear is you accept that when your granddaughter comes, nothing happens on your project.
No, because it's all about her, and she's going to be here for an entire week.
Well, how does it feel to just accept that and take the pressure off? No, it's about her.
That feels great, actually. It's like, and there's motivation right there. My granddaughter is going to be here, and I want to spend time with her. And so that's enough motivation for me to accept that, you know, this other stuff, if it doesn't get done, whatever.
Yeah. Would this be a place for me to remind you of the strengths that you could bring to your processing?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Know that you're very visual, and in the past, sometimes you draw a picture when you're processing. Sometimes you imagine it acting out on a TV screen, what you would do. What you do to process usually involves color. And sometimes you prepare yourself by taking a walk or a hike or a run in nature.
Well, the visual of the chain is, I don't know, that's really feeling impactful to me. And all the things, you know, all the pieces to that chain and all the things I do and accomplish and routines that I have in place. So, yeah, looking at it as a chain, you know, and that's helpful too, knowing that, like, if establishing new habits or whatever are kind of like a chain, and so making sure all the pieces are in place might actually be helpful.
Okay. Is that enough in terms of finding some steps?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I know what I need to do going
Okay.
forward. So.
Okay. So this sounds like a feels like a place to come to a close. Is there anything else that you want to address?
No, I think I have some things to think about and a new perspective. Again, this conversation did not go anywhere that I thought it would in the beginning, which is, I don't know, to me pretty incredible because it's really more about the bigger picture for me. So no, I'm good. I think I've got some things to think about and process and that will be very helpful going forward.
I hear the lightening up, a little bit of a
Yeah.
bounce in your voice, like a bounce in the step, but I'm hearing it in the voice. So, do you know what strengths you brought to this work today?
Mean you're asking me to like be kind to myself and give myself a compliment? Sure, that's a good practice step. Yeah, I think that I do think the visualization of and seeing things from a different perspective with the help of, verbally vomiting, is one thing
Oh,
I do. I think
excuse me. Excuse me, verbally vomiting. Excuse me. Excuse me. I think it's productive. Do you have another language for that?
yeah, verbally processing. How about that? How about that? There, I have some intuition once I get going, once I have some somebody objective to kind of guide me. I bring some intuitive thinking to the process of what else? Well, seeing all the links in the chain, I recognize that I forget about all the good and healthy and productive things I'm already doing.
Yeah. Would you like to hear what I see?
Sure.
You're really honest. You are courageous because you jumped in the gap. And your curiosity, I think, is what lets you start the conversation in one place and come out in another place.
That's great. Yes. I forget that I am a very curious person.
Yeah. And you didn't have to make links. You didn't have to hold links together. You just had to be open to looking at them. And you did it.
Yeah.
Lovely work.
Thank you. Thank you for your guidance and your questions.
The guidance is really just picking up on your language and your intuition. It's easy to partner with you and pull that. So your intuition really is totally leading this session as best as I can understand it. That's what I'm following. Okay, so I'll turn off the recording and we can look for a time for our next meeting.
Sounds good.
Ready? Okay.
Yep.